Warning, the following episode of Warcedi's Uncensored Mind contains explicit language and adult content. The thoughts and opinions stated on the show are reflective of A.J. Warcedi and his guests exclusively. But seriously, guys, the show is called Uncensored. If you got a problem with bad language, I really don't give a shit.
Tonight, on Orsini's Uncensored Mind, episode 121, we close the door on 2019 and look forward toward the future, 2020, a whole new decade of Orsini's Uncensored Mind.
Welcome to Orsini's Uncensored Mind, and now your host, A.J. Orsini.
How the hell is everybody out there? This is your boy, your main man, your jackass brother from another mother. This is your host of Orsini's Uncensored Mind. I am A.J. Orsini, here again to bequeath unto all of you episode 121. 121, we are right past the Christmas holiday. It has come and it has gone. It's left a couple of bucks on the nightstand for cab fare, and it has gone about its goddamn business. Christmas is over. We made it, folks. For those of you hearing my voice, we made it. Congratulations. You got through it, and you deserve a big pat on the back for that. I survived. Not unscathed, but I survived. And of course, last week, episode 120, I gave you guys the Orsini's Uncensored Mind Xmas as fuck extravaganza, baby. We did a lot of cool shit last week. I had all the decorations out. We were live on the YouTube, baby. It was actually pretty fucking awesome to be on live and to be seen for the first time as I'm doing the show live. Pretty cool stuff. I got a lot of shit on my table right now. I'm just now noticing this. There's a lot of shit on my table. I'm distracted. Anyway, it was fun. It was that we got a chance to do that in Manhattan at WeWork, and that's my first time in that building, and that fucking place is ridiculous. They gave me beer when I walked in. I couldn't say that on the air because I was going to drive home, but they gave me beer right when I walked in, so it was instantly a place that I wanted to be. That's pretty cool stuff. That was fun. We did the live show. A lot of great positive feedback from that. One negative that sticks out in my head. One negative comment that I got. I gotta tell you, it was a bit of a blow to the self-esteem, but I'm a professional. I can deal with this. I can roll with the criticism. My wife had the criticism. She got a chance to see a little bit of it from the home, and made the complaint about me slouching. So if you watched it last week, or if you, not last week, what was it? Is it last week? Yeah, it was last Friday, right? Yeah, it was last Friday. So okay, so if you guys got a chance to see it, if not, it's still on the YouTube channel. We re-uploaded it with some edits, and it's on the YouTube channel. YouTube.com/AJOrsini96host. That's all you need to do. You can head over and check out all the content on the YouTube channel, which I don't plug enough. I should plug it more. It gets its fair share of views, but maybe if I plugged it more, people would pay more attention to it. Anyway, you can go to that YouTube channel and check out the video for yourself. And apparently when I slouch, I guess this is on account of my obesity. When I slouch, I look like a ball. That was the criticism that I got. A very ball-like, very spherical look when I'm not sitting up properly and doing the show at a proper angle, I guess you could say. So again, it was a bit of a blow to the self-esteem. It was fine. But we ended up doing some funny stuff after she said it, so I got over it really fast. But anyways, you can hear from my voice. Pretty tired, pretty exhausted, long week. I know this is the holiday week, so a lot of positives. I have nothing to complain about. It's been all positive all week, on my end anyway. But I have spent the entire week playing nurse and custodian of this apartment. Everyone in my apartment is fucking sick. Has been sick pretty much all week. My son started it off. As a matter of fact, right after the Christmas special, when I recorded it, I remember I was in Manhattan, so I had to drive home. So we did the live special, and it goes from 7 to 9. My son, well, we didn't start exactly at 7. We started 7:20 because of some technical shit going on, but we ended it at the 2-hour mark, so I'll say about 9:20. My son goes to bed like around 8-something. Right. Normally what happens is when I'm not home, my wife would put my son to bed in our bed with her so that he's comfortable and he's not scared and yada, yada, yada. And then I will move him over when I get home. Well, it didn't get that far because I'm driving home from WeWork and I got the phone call that my son's throwing up. He's not feeling well. It's all over the floor and all sort of shit. So she took him a warm bath and he started, I guess once he got it out, he started feeling better. Whatever the case may be, but basically I went from the high of doing a live YouTube show, then coming home and basically picking up chicken. What was it? The rice and chicken that he ate? Barfed up rice and chicken all over the floor. And that's how my holiday season started. Because he got sick that night, and then he was relatively sick the next day. And then after, that was that Saturday. And then Sunday began the 3-day, not one, not two, but 3-day excursion of my wife being stuck with a severe stomach flu. So she was all over the place and making messes and being sick and not being able to keep things down. So it's been one hell of a week here at the House of O. We are not starting off the new year very great on a physical level. But I will say this, it's kind of ironic because my wife was sick Sunday. And my wife was pretty much sick. Like she was sick Sunday night and then all day Monday. Started feeling better Tuesday, which is Christmas Day. She actually felt pretty okay. We did all of our morning stuff. We gave all the gifts out. We did all the cool, fun, different Christmas things that you do. You know, my son got some new Xbox stuff, so we were playing with that. That's pretty cool. I got a brand new laptop for Christmas, which is what I'm going to talk about in a second. Not about the laptop, but just about the Christmas end of getting a fucking laptop, which is hilarious. My wife got her stuff, so it was pretty cool. And then later on that night, I want to say, she was right back to being sick. And pretty much been sick up until yesterday, which is, remember, I'm recording this now on Friday night. So basically ever since like Thursday afternoon, because then she pretty much passed out Thursday, and she's been pretty good all day today for the most part. So she's getting better. Son's been good, even though he's a gigantic pain in the ass, or has been during the course of this mom is sick phase. But yeah, that's what we've been doing here on this end. I've basically been cleaning up all kinds of disgusting shit for about a week, but I'm really earning that husband father tag this week. But I got my laptop here to prove it, which is one of the things I want to talk about on this show, because one of the thought processes is, I'm going to be honest with you, I forgot I had to do a show. I forgot. I'm not going to lie. Between everything I just described to you with my wife being sick and everything going on, and it's the holidays, and you know, we're trying to spend as much time with each other as possible, I didn't think I'd get a chance to sit down and do this. As a matter of fact, it's midnight as we speak because I'm recording this. So technically, it's Saturday now. Whoop-dee-fucking-do. But I got a Stella in front of me. As a matter of fact, let me sip the rest of this real quick. Got a Stella getting into me here. And I want to talk about that for a second because I didn't know what I was going to talk about on the show. Because I haven't really done anything wrestling-related in days. As a matter of fact. Taking a bit of a break. I've gotten through some of the programming on my DVR. Some of the Raws, some of the SmackDowns, you know, I've gotten a chance to do some of it, and not overly impressed with a whole bunch of the stuff that I was seeing, and I just thought to myself, well, I don't want to sit here and just bitch and moan for the last episode of 2019, and to be honest with you, I didn't feel like sitting here and running down like a whole best of either. You know, there's been a lot of great moments here in 2019, a lot of momentous occasions that have stepped up. CM Punk returns to a degree. Some people are agreeing or disagreeing as to what level of a return, but he's sitting across the room for fucking WWE personnel, so that's pretty big. AEW Not just the concept of it, but the whole all-in deal coming into this, and then the eventual formation of AEW. I mean, there's just so much that's gone on. NXT becoming a program on USA, and just so much going on. The first time in wrestling history, we've had a whole week of pro wrestling programming for like 7 straight days a week. I mean, that is the very definition of oversaturation. We've had so much wrestling, so many great memories, so many not so great memories happening this year. And I thought, man, it'd be really hard, and it would take a really long time for me to break all that shit down. So maybe the first episode of 2020, maybe next week. I don't know. I make no promises. I'm not married to it, but it's something that maybe we can dabble in. I wanted to talk about something else because I wanted to talk about something honestly with you that's not that very time consuming. And it was about Christmas. It was about the holiday. And I wanted to talk about the fact as to why I did an Xmas show last week and why I wore the hat and had the musical performance and really just tried to push the whole Christmas spirit deal. And I wanted to be very open in why I did that. And tell a little bit about myself as we move forward into this new year. Okay, let's open the door, just kind of pull the curtain back just a little bit on Orsini, the man himself. Orsini is not a religious man. He's not a man of too many faith or believable situations like holidays or celebrations and stuff like that. I don't really get into it at all. As a matter of fact, it makes me very uncomfortable. I don't like doing them. I don't like being a part of them. I don't even like being in other people's houses when it happens. I don't do Secret Santas. I don't do birthdays. I don't do any of that shit. It's just something about it. It might be the closest to anxiety that I actually get because I just don't like these things. I don't feel comfortable doing them. I don't believe in them. I don't like to participate in them. I don't like any of that stuff. I don't participate. So something came to me earlier this year, and I was like, not earlier this year, let me stop lying. It wasn't earlier this year. It was Halloween-ish. So it was like 2 months ago where we were doing Halloween, and I dressed up as the Lego, like one of the Lego guys from the Lego movie. It was funny because I had an Emmett shirt to be part of the costume, and then I had, like, the Lego helmet. You can see the photos of it on my Instagram. I took some photos. My wife was Wild Style, and my son was his favorite Lego movie character, Benny, the astronaut. So that was our Halloween costumes. And Halloween is, like, the one time I do actually participate to a degree because it's really, like, fun for my son. My son really gets into it. Loves dressing up. He loves doing the Halloween deal. Thanksgiving is obviously huge for the eating portion, I guess, which my son gets down with. And obviously, my son's a big fan of Christmas. Duh, right? Presents, trees, cookies, all kinds of stupid shit. Get into it. Been into it for a number of years. And this year, for whatever reason, around Halloween, it finally hit me. I don't really have a reason anymore to not celebrate these things. I always kind of had a reason before. I didn't feel like spending the money. I didn't feel like being around certain people. Because for a number of years, holidays, maybe this is why, we're breaking it down. We're getting psychological here. Maybe this is why one of the reasons I hated holidays is because I was always forced to be around, whether it be family or friends or whatever the case may be, people I just didn't want to be around. And I always associated that feeling, that guttural just, ugh, I don't want to be around these people, with the holiday. Maybe that's what it is, I'm not sure. But I don't really have that feeling anymore. As the older I got, the smaller my circle got. And I'm at a point now in my life where I don't really have a whole lot of negativity around me. With the exception of, I don't know, coworkers or whatever. But that's not something you can really handle. You're not part of payroll. Unless you are. And in that case, then you're just doing it to yourself. But I am not. So with the exception of a few people that I may work with from time to time, I really don't have any real negative people around me or negative vibes around me or people creating drama in my life. I have none of that. I don't have any drama in my fucking life. I don't have any stress or frustrations coming from people outside of my home. You know, but you can deal with the stuff inside the home because you know that those are coming from people that genuinely love you or love me anyway. So it doesn't really stress me to that degree. So I really don't have a reason not to. Money's not really that much of a problem. We can afford to buy some nice things for each other. We have a home that is a pretty comfortable size, so a tree is no problem. Putting the presents under the tree is no problem. Stockings are up. You know, there's really no reason not to do any of the normal Christmas things. So as a spoof, as a joke, because it's not really something that I do, and people who know me know that I don't, that's why I decided to do the Christmas specials. Matter of fact, when I pitched it, like when the lightning bolt hit me on the head, was when I filmed the comic conversation video with Pombo and those over at 2BC and Brandon Lewis, and we talked about Power Rangers when we were filming that. It was behind the scenes. We were having our conversation when Joe had pitched to me about possibly doing something with WeWork and a YouTube Live deal, and I was all for it. And I just didn't know what to do because I didn't want to wait till the new year because it was something that I needed to jump on as soon as possible. And I had just done the Survivor Series roundtable, so I couldn't really figure out what to do. And it dawned on me, why not just do a fucking Christmas special? And everyone, ha ha, ha ha, lulz, LUL, right? Everyone thought it was funny. And then I actually did it, and people were like, holy shit, I thought you were joking. I didn't know you were serious. Because, again, I don't normally do this type of shit. I just don't. So I had fun. And I was driving home, and I laughed. I was like, ha, I just did a Christmas special show. That's pretty funny, ha ha. And it didn't dawn on me until Christmas morning. When we got together, we did the gifts. Everybody was not feeling well, but we still got through the Christmas part of it, I guess. You know, it was like we were still banded together and tried to make this a good holiday, and we did. It was really cool. It was really nice. And I remember my wife telling me, I think it was like a day or two, because I was still buying my wife gifts. You know, I always try to make sure that I have more gifts than to give her than she's giving me. And she kept telling me, she goes, I have one gift for you. That's it. I only bought one gift. I was like, all right, fine. So I didn't go crazy. I only bought two gifts, right? And we bought gifts on behalf of our son. Our son picked out something for the other parent. And, you know, we foot the bill. You know, my son doesn't have a job yet. He can't pay for gifts. So I took him to the store to pick out something for his mom. He picked out something for me with my wife. And that was it. So there was some Alex gifts for us. There was some gifts from us to Alex. It was just nice. We still have gifts under the tree because there's other family members we need to see to give them their gifts. You know, because my wife shops for everyone, not just for the three people in the house, or two people, I guess, for her, because she doesn't shop for herself inside the house. So I didn't realize it until Christmas morning when I opened my one gift. And my one gift was an Asus laptop. It's not even a netbook anymore, which I have to describe. I have to tell you about the netbooks, which I don't even think they make anymore, now that, to be honest with you, because when we were looking at laptops a while ago, we couldn't find them anymore. But I got a laptop for Christmas as a Christmas gift. Now, the laptop, I just opened it for the first time today because, again, everyone's been sick. I haven't had a chance to really physically fuck with it. I'm still recording on the old laptop because I'm going with what works, because I don't want to sit here and fiddle with a bunch of shit. But I'm looking at it right now, sitting here. And when I opened it, I'm going to be honest with you, that's what it hit me. My life is completely changed and completely different right now than it has ever been in my entire life. And it's obviously not for the bad, it's for the great, it's for the good. My life right now is in the best place it has ever been in my entire life. Period. End of story. I mean, I got a laptop for Christmas. I know that doesn't sound like a lot to a lot of people, but I'm going to explain to you why this is huge for me and why I had to apologize to my wife, because she was expecting this big response, like I was going to pop hard for it, and I can understand that because it's a laptop. You would think that that's exactly what's warranted here, but instead I got kind of emotional and shut it down at the moment because I knew that if I didn't, I would be too emotional. But I explained it to her like the next day that the reason I didn't respond the way she thought I was going to respond, and I gave her more of a low-key response, is because it's kind of an overwhelming gift. I come from a single-parent home, and we didn't always have a lot of things. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to go through the list because I think I've done it on this show before, but it just wasn't good. And I know giving the sob story, the sob story doesn't make me special. Everyone has a sob story. I'm just giving you mine. Okay? And we didn't always have a whole lot. A lot of the time. Didn't have a lot. I mean, in the sense of, like, sometimes we didn't have electricity. You know, sometimes we didn't have heat. Sometimes we didn't have food. You know, there was a lot of times where the struggle was really, really real. I know that's become a cliche internet meme joke or whatever, but that's a real thing for a lot of people. Didn't have a whole lot at all. You know, sometimes the phone bill couldn't be paid. Phone is off, and, you know, you just got to make do with what you got. You know, I remember a lot of memories of not always struggling. There was a lot of great times, but there was some struggles in there. And I remember my mom trying really hard to get us a lot of cool shit. She bought us a lot of cool shit, man. Super Nintendos and Segas and shit. You know, we weren't deprived, you know. They always tried to make it, you know, each gift bigger than the next and all that stuff. You know, we struggled. We did what we had to do, but at the same time, like, we had also. So it wasn't like it was the worst of times. But because of that background, as he became an adult, buying things like, for instance, a laptop just seemed weird and out of place. It seemed like something that I couldn't do. No matter how old I got, I always felt like my money had to go toward other livable things, you know? Like, I couldn't, almost like I wasn't really allowed to buy myself things. I didn't go on my first vacation until I was 26. I didn't get, and also simultaneously, that was the first time I got on a plane. I'm 36, by the way. So that's 10 years. I've maybe taken 7 planes in my life in those 10 years. My son is going to be 5. He's been on a plane 3 times? 3 times. So he's on pace to beat my ass before he even gets to 10. I'm pretty sure he'll be on a plane next summer too. Which is another thing. Vacations. These were all things I just didn't think possible. I didn't think that I was ever going to be able to do these things. I didn't think, like, when I first became an adult and I was working, and this is my early 20s and shit like that, like, all of my money went towards so many other things. Things like a laptop or a computer. Or, like, I remember when I bought my first phone, I felt weird having it. Like, I broke some sort of rule, like I wasn't supposed to have it or something like that. Like, it was just weird. So big purchases always, always, always bothered me. So fast forward to the fact that we have a car and we do these apartments with these big rental, you know, you put the security in the first month down and you got these big checks that you're giving to these landlords and stuff like that. Like, these all, like, it became easier over time. You know, you start living a little better. You start working a little harder. You know, even in my marriage, we struggled in the beginning to get our feet underneath us as a duo. She was always pretty much set. It was always me that was kind of pulling from behind and trying to catch up and trying to make things steady and make sure the household was balanced and everything was good. It always just seemed like a constant just uphill, like, battle to get to where you're going and trying to make everything better, not just for you, but for your family. Because, you know, being married, whether we had a kid or not at the time, being married, that means that this person is your responsibility, you know? And that's both ways. I'm her responsibility, she's my responsibility, and we both got to make it work. So it always just seemed like an impossible thing. So I don't know why, but, I mean, we've, like I just mentioned, we've done big purchases in the past, and I don't know. There was just something about my wife buying a laptop just willy-nilly. Just, here it is, here's a laptop. You know, she ran the specs by my brother just to double check shit. But I don't know. It was just overwhelming that on a whim we can just decide now. Just, oh, so here. Because normally I didn't buy laptops. I didn't buy anything like that until destruction. Usually my laptop or computer will burn out. And then we'll go, okay, well, we need a new one. That's not the case. I'm still recording on this laptop. It's a good laptop. Still works great. I might have to clean some shit out now because it now becomes the household laptop because I got a new baby. But and that was the other thing, too. She bought me this new laptop. This new laptop is a gaming laptop. It's designed for heavy shit. And it came up, apparently, because I was trying to encode some videos for the YouTube channel. And my processor was getting its ass kicked by Adobe Premiere Pro. My computer was getting butt-fucked. A couple of times I called in my guru. Of course, the great Stephen James to come in and help me with some different ideas and what I can do to slow that process down. And we ran a few different things, and it was just kicking my ass. I eventually found out what the problem was, so it's running better. But by the time I found out what it was, I had burnt out so much on this computer that it's still kind of a fucking process to put things on the YouTube channel, which, to be honest with you, is why I don't add that much. I have some stuff on there, and I want to add more. I've got clips here that I've been trying to encode for a while now to put on the YouTube channel, samples and clips and exclusive clips that weren't even on the episode. They're all on here on my laptop that I would love to fucking deliver to all you guys. Great audio goodness, and I can't because my fucking program dominates my laptop. So, having heard that and having seen the problem herself firsthand when I would clip, what was it, I think it was a 30-minute video or something, and it shit said, 47 hours or something to fucking encode, which is incomprehensible in 2019. That's an incredibly bad number for just a 30-minute fucking clip of something. So I guess she kept that in mind, because we went over this over the summer. I guess she kept it in mind, and Black Friday took place, and she made some purchases, and here it is. Brand new Black Baby in Asus, which goes way back when I used to have netbooks, which is another thing I wanted to talk to you guys about, because that was my big purchase. I couldn't afford regular laptops at the time that laptops were hot. They were like $800-$900 a fucking piece. So what they did was they had smaller, more compact, very like DVD player-ish netbooks that were like real small, and they were like $200 or $300. Now laptops themselves are like $300-$400. But back in the day, which was a Wednesday, Dane Cook joke, they had netbooks. So that's what I was doing. That's what I was dabbling in to do my work and to do whatever it is I need doing. So now I got a badass bitch sitting right here next to me. Tough Gaming right here, FX505G Asus. It's hot to the touch. Ooh, it's a bad bitch. It definitely is. And I can't wait to get balls deep into it, but I haven't been able to because everyone around me is sick, and I have been playing daddy-husband role for a while now. So hopefully soon I'll get a chance to really kick it into high gear and see what this bad baby is about. Or you know what? Everyone's asleep. Maybe after this I'll do it. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work out. But 2020 is going to be a really, really, really good year for me. And I know this because I'm going to make it a really, 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 really good year for myself. A lot of the heavy lifting from my schooling has been carried out. It's done. It's been done. It's been completed. I obviously still have more school, so I'm not going to say that. But I have found a very unique balance in doing the school stuff and the home stuff and the work stuff and the podcast stuff and the wrestling stuff. I mean, I'm always working. I'm always moving. I'm always doing shit. But I'm doing it for people that I love. And for the most part, I'm doing stuff that I love. I actually like my shoe job, like a lot. And I know I don't talk about it much here on the show, and that's just because I don't really feel the need to. I think the two worlds should be separate. But I do love it. And I still love the wrestling business, obviously. I love doing my podcast. Because I started this podcast in 2017, and now we're going into 2020, and I still have a podcast. And that's crazy. I'm on an episode 121, and we just did a live YouTube show, and I got a very special surprise for everyone here at the end of this month, which I'm going to get to at the end of this episode. A very cool announcement. I can't confirm. Well, let me wait. I'll get to the announcement in just a second, because we're going to be wrapping up. This is going to be a short one, folks. I'm in and out. It's the end of the year episode here. And I wanted to leave you guys with a short story, which I have. And now some quick pay the bill situation here. We'll get into all that. But if you would have told me, gosh, in 2010, right? The beginning of the last decade, 2010. I had just been married in September of 2009, right? Just got married. So at this point, I'm like 3 months into my marriage. Even though I had been with her for 6 years up to that point, I'm still only 3 months into the marriage, man. And 2010, it was right after that, in 2011, where my pro career really began and started. And I gotta tell you, if you would have told me then, in 2010, all the stuff that I got a chance to do between then and now. And I was struggling then in 2010. Believe me, we were struggling then. I was working an overnight security job at the time. I wasn't even seeing my wife for forever because she's at work all day. And she comes back from work just in time to see me fucking go to work. I have to be at work at fucking 10. And it was just bad. It was a bad situation at the time. And to fast forward 10 years later, I'm a dad now with a much better paying job and a much more comfortable job to begin with. I spent nine of those 10 years doing the pro wrestling business and meeting my heroes and being on TV and pay-per-view and traveling all around the country and promoting my own companies and booking for other companies and wrestling in other companies and managing in other companies and ring announcing for other companies and interviewing for other companies and play-by-play commentating for other companies and color commentating for other companies and just overall living my dream, meeting all new people, getting thousands of downloads on my podcast, being transmitted over 30 different countries. I'm telling you, I would have fucking karate chopped you in the throat. No fucking way I would have believed you. No fucking way at all whatsoever. I would have never thought all this shit's going to happen. And now I'm looking down the barrel of a whole new decade, which is going to be cut in half because I'm 36, which means I'm going to spend most of this decade in my late 30s and my early 40s. And I only have one goal in mind, and that's just to fucking destroy my entire life. I want to spend the next 10 years, and this is honest to God truth, this is Anthony talking. I want to spend the next 10 years being happy and doing as many bucket list fucking things as I can possibly think of. I want to do so much more in the wrestling business, and I already have plans right now sitting on this laptop of making that happen as soon as fucking January. And I want to do so much more in the wrestling business. I want to do so much more in my shoe job. I want to do so much more in my marriage. I want to do so much more as a dad. The next decade, like when we go through this again, when we go to 2030, my son's going to be 14, 15 years old. He turns 5 in February. So this time in 10 years, he'll be 14 years old. 14 years old? Like, you have any idea how much I'm going to be accomplishing in the next 10 years? I'm going to be graduating college. I never thought I would be able to fucking say that I did that. And now that this whole semester is over, and I just checked my grade now. As I'm recording this, I just checked my last grade. That really hardcore biology class that I was telling you guys about that's been kicking my ass last several months, B-. That's the lowest grade I've ever gotten, and yet it's only a B-, and it keeps me in my program. And the rest of this shit is gravy, guys. gravy. I'm going to be a college graduate in about, because I'm going part-time, so about 2 years. And there's so much more that I can accomplish in this decade that I want to accomplish. And I'm going to. And one of the cool parts, I think, of being in this place of my life is I think I can use some of this positive energy, some of this enthusiasm, some of this drive, some of this passion. Because to be honest with you, I never really looked at myself as a hard worker. I never really looked at myself as somebody who has drive, who has passion, who has commitment. I never really looked at myself like that. I always just did what I did because that's what I was supposed to do. But looking back on it, realistically, I am a person of commitment. I've been with my wife for 16 years. I keep the same job for years at a time. I am driven. I wake up every morning and do the same thing every fucking day. Every fucking day, like a hammer to a nail. Just it's the same routine every fucking time. I am passionate. I care about what I do every single time. The shoot job, the wrestling stuff, who I meet, who I work with. Obviously care about my wife. Obviously care about my son. I'm all of these things. And I feel like I can do more, and I will, but I also feel like I can do more with other people. I really feel like I don't want to say like save, but help in some way. I feel like there's enough energy, there's enough in me to go around. And I want to spread some of that to other people. That's something that I want to do. Not just this year, but definitely this decade. Because this isn't just a new year. When that ball drops on, what is it, fucking Tuesday night? Like, this is going to be a whole new decade. We're in the 2020s. The roaring 20s is back again. And I'm ready to kick some ass. And if you're listening to this show and you're a fan of mine or a fan of the show or just a pro wrestling fan or whatever the case may be, if you're within the sound of my voice, that means you either know me or know of me. And I'm telling you, I'm going to give this to you right now as we speak. I respect you. I love you. You can't even begin to imagine how much I care for you for listening to my show and giving me any time of your day whatsoever. Even if it's just the 30-something minutes that I'm giving you right now, just to give me that time and to give me that forum. I appreciate that. I thank you so much. It means so much to me that you do that and that my numbers reflect that so many people enjoy listening to the show. Is it the same numbers as Edge and Christian or Stone Cold's podcast or Jericho's podcast? No, but it doesn't need to be. You know, I think I said it episode 1. If I get one person a week, I'm happy with that. I don't. I get way more than that. And I'm ecstatic about that. But it's me. You know, I think highly of myself in front of a camera and on a microphone. Other than that, I don't really think that highly of myself. You know, so for the podcast, I have a little bit more confidence about myself. It's the away from the microphone, away from the camera, AJ, that worries me sometimes. But if you're listening to this, it could be you too. It can be. I know that it can be. And I'm hoping that it is. I hope this next year brings all of you joy. I hope this next year brings all of you the wisdom to accomplish everything you want to accomplish. I hope this year or this decade brings you the patience to accomplish anything and everything you want to do. I know on this show we do a lot on pro wrestling and we do a lot of back and forth and fans who want to do too much or know too much or fans who don't do enough or know too little. And we just go back and forth like cats and dogs. And I know it's all part of the game. It's the sport. It's the cat and mouse of it. But in all seriousness, I'm glad pro wrestling saved my life. Pro wrestling will always be a big part of my life. You know, wife, son, pro wrestling. It's in the top three. And I'm glad that I have that and glad we share that together. So I look forward to trying my best to entertain all of you. I'm not going to make any promises on the show. All I know is that I'm going to try to do more interviews. I'm going to try to do, obviously, the roundtables are big. Those are my biggest number of shows, I guess, because of the guests, which means I should probably have more guests on my show. I want to do an AEW roundtable. That has to be done at some point. I want to stretch it out. Maybe even a New Japan one if I could find the right people, because I'm not that big on the New Japan stuff as far as following it. Like, I enjoy the product. It's just following it is very hard. But I know a lot of people that do religiously. So I'd love to have them on the show. We'll talk about it. The interviews I'm really big on because I want to do more of because I personally enjoy doing the interviews. I love learning about more people. So I already have a few names lined up. I said that last week. As far as my special surprise for the end of this month, I am eyeing, and I'm looking to hear back, so it's not a guarantee. I am eyeing, let me pull this up again. I had it up just for this, and I lost it. Okay, here we go. January 24th, which is a Friday, I am eyeing another live special. Not YouTube, not video. It will be live audio with phone number for phone calls, and we will be live on the Facebook yet again. Facebook Live, it'll be on the official Orsini's Uncensored Mind like page, the Facebook page, not the group, the like page. And we're going to be live January 24th. I have done a live anniversary. I've done a live 100 episode. I've done a live WrestleMania roundtable. This time we're doing a live Royal Rumble roundtable. Live Royal Rumble roundtable should be awesome. A lot of fun. I have two special things about that roundtable that I am going to try to procure in that time. We will officially, one of them I will tell you, one of them I won't. I'm going to save that one for, we'll say next week. Maybe, if not next week, then the week before that. But definitely leading up to the show, I'll give you that one. But there's definitely one I can give you now. And that is that we will be doing the first ever Orsini's Uncensored Rhyme, the special Royal Rumble drawing. That's right. I know everyone does the drawing, but we're going to do a little bit of a different spin on mine. We're going to do a Royal Rumble drawing. We're going to do picks, special picks. All you need to do, it's very simple, and this will not start now, obviously, holiday. But starting after After January 1st, after the new year, I'm going to post up in the group. Not the like page. I'll share it on the like page, but it's going to be, majority is going to be in the group. In the group, we're going to do something in the group where you will be assigned, if you wish to enter, of course, you will be assigned a number, obviously one of 30, and the winning number, meaning the wrestler who wins at his number, that corresponding number to the fan will win a prize. The prize is yet to be determined. Obviously, the t-shirt is going to be one of the prizes, but I don't want that to be the only prize. I have a prize in mind, so I am not going to spoil that. A little bit at a time. It's each time, each week that we get closer to it, you'll get a little bit more information. But one special surprise that I'll save for a little later, and then of course the biggest surprise we will be. Might not work. Ah, we'll figure it out. and we'll work that out. All right, guys? So that's going to be January 24th. Should be a whole lot of fun there. Should be a whole lot of fun. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for downloading. Thank you guys for sharing. And, of course, thank you guys for enjoying episode 121. Have a fantastical end to your 2019. I'm wishing you guys the best for your 2020, and I will see you guys later.
100 episodes, now pay him.
And make sure that you buy my husband's t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/AJOUM. Please, he needs this.
Listen to my daddy's show. He's the best, so I don't know.